Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Katuongere katondengari zamani.
Let's add God a mighty hand clap.
Katumwebaza olwabawereza bavudde waguru.
I'll be thanking for ministers who have left.
Omusumbero omusomesa w'ekigambo kya Katonda tukyabangi bakiri obutuukirivu.
The word tishabangi.
Awamo n'omuvunuzi we evangelist son of son.
Interpreter evangelist son of son.
N'omusoma Bible.
And the Bible reader.
Pongera Katonda engali zamanyi n'okumwebaza.
We had got a mighty hand clap to thank him.
Olw'okutuyimusiza abasumba era abasomesa abalungi.
Lift up pastors and the good teachers.
Nga batubuulira ebigambo eby'ensonga.
And they tell us meaningful words.
Era nga batwawulira eby'omuwendo.
And they separate the worthful.
Ku bitali bya muwendo.
From the worthless.
Tulioka tulaba obulungi bwa Katonda.
And then we see the goodness of God.
Buteredwa maaso.
Before us. Glory and honor we give back to
Him.
God the Father. God the Word, the Son, Jesus Christ. Together with the Holy Spirit. Those who have guided well. And which will guide us into this place. And lead us as today. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
We
do not have time to waste. All we have is to be used.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
what we do in them, we have to profit in them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we are appearing to move on with God's standard strategies to prevail in His worldwide promised call.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as we move on, remember we're going to a campaign
and
revival and restoration. First, move around Uganda. And then we head on to the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But in the word of wisdom, understanding and counsel, even power and knowledge, and fear of God, which passed through the Spirit of the Lord. We wanted to first try to look and analyze in 30 minutes to understand the gifts and callings. Even though God is heavenly government on the earth, in the first department, responsibility of first department, the Holy Church of God on the earth, it holds the three divisions: office of God the Father, where there are gifts and callings which came from God the Father, ministry of God the Word we know as the Son Jesus, has gifts and callings which came from our Lord Jesus Christ, and the unit of the Holy Spirit. It has gifts and callings which come from God the Holy Spirit. They are responsible to explain to us all this. But because of time, and yet we are moving,
say
at least we handle one by one. Slowly, but slowly. As we move on with God's standard strategies of fulfilling His worldwide promised call, praise Jesus much. So we want to move on to analyze the gifts and the callings of God, which are unchangeable,
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Gifts, at least we understand them a little. But calling, we never understood it much.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because when we read in Romans, chapter 11, verse 29, he speaks like this. Romans chapter 11, verse 29. For the gifts and calling of God are unchangeable. Yes. The gifts and the calling of God, they are unchangeable.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We've come hearing of gifts that God the Father gives in Romans chapter 12. Right from the verse
1
to enter verse
9.
And we see the gifts that God the Father gives, together with the callings which follow them.
And
in the Ephesians chapter 4, verse
7
up to 12, and we see of gifts and callings that God the Word, we know as the Son Jesus Christ, that He gives. Praise Jesus much. In the same way, the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 up to
14.
Again, we see of gifts and calling that God the Holy Spirit gives.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we understand there are gifts like apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, musicians, work of miracles, those speaking tongues, those that preach tongues, and many like those. And we hear of them on the issue of gifts, but the issue of the calling, and we never understood it. Yet we've understood that the gifts and the calling, they move together. Because when he speaks in the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, he says like this.
1
Corinthians chapter
12,
verse
1.
Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. Yes. Brethren, concerning spiritual gifts, Him as God does not want us to be ignorant.
Yes, but we not take it.
Yes, we have to understand gifts. Though we have heard of them, not reached into understanding them well. But again, at the same time, having something and even hearing it as if we never hear of it well, the word of a calling. But as we've heard above, Romans 11 verse 29, that the gifts and the calling of God, they are unchangeable. These two move together, the gift and the calling.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And you may not get worthy of your calling if you've not yet understood it.
Because
you've not gotten worth of your calling. Even your gift, you've not gotten worth of it.
But
gifts and the callings of God, they never change. They move together. No one you subtract separate from another.
They
agree in one verse two.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. As he spoke in the 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11, and he says like this.
2
Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11.
Chetuba tubasabira enaku zonna Katonda waffe abasanyize okuyitibwa kwammwe era atukirize n'amaanyi buli kye mwagala eky'obulungi na buli mulimu ogw'okukkiriza.
Therefore also we pray always for you that our God will count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of his and the work of faith with power. Yes,
tubasabira,
we pray God make you worthy of your calling. Because first, as he spoke, he said,
1
Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, that brethren,
certain
spiritual gifts, I do not want to be ignorant. For we have to know them, yet we have to know their calling. For you have to get worthy of that, your calling. Then you'll be given the good things needed to fulfill the gift, the calling, and the works which follow. They are three now. Yes.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Because you have understood the gift, the calling, and the works which follow. In that gift and calling.
Now
when trouble has been much, the spiritual gifts, we've come hearing of them, but we've not understood them much. Yet the calling, we've come getting the aroma of a calling.
And
don't hear them well, but we hear of rumor. Praise Jesus
much.
But you know that if you cannot understand your gift, even your calling, now the call of the nation Uganda, you cannot understand it. You cannot understand the worldwide call. You cannot. Because the calling of nation Uganda is a gift. Yes. It was freely given us. Yes.
We
do not have qualities which make us worth of that calling and a gift. Even the worldwide call is like that. The gift God has given the world. If you don't understood yet what is on you, the gift and the calling, then it's very hard to understand. The gift and the calling which are on the nation Uganda, and they give them the calling of the world, then things have gotten hard. Indeed. Because the gift of the worldwide call, God called us to work with him in his final work on this planet Earth. And the calling is to do revival and restoration of all things. Them two may fail to join them up well. The work restore the everlasting gospel salvation. I've run speed there. Praise Jesus much. The gift and the calling, even the work in the worldwide call based in the nation Uganda. Now the gift and the calling, or the gift, the spiritual gift of Uganda and the entire world, God has called us to work with him in his final work on his planet Earth. Again, the call of Uganda and the entire world. You see that we do revival and restoration of all things. Again, the work toward the everlasting gospel of salvation. Those move like that.
But
that's not what we want to handle most of now. We want to handle we ourselves. First, understand our spiritual gift, our calling, even the work we worthy to be doing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Each one of us who joined the worldwide call.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because campaign revival is right close.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But when we first handle the ministry of God in the world, where are the gifts and callings which our Lord Jesus gave? We are going to first handle one, the gift of a pastor. Though there are five there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
first handle the ministry of God in the world. We know as the Son Jesus Christ. And we see the gifts and the calling which our Lord Jesus gave.
The
five gifts, you're going to handle one, that of a pastor. Speak of it, we move, understand of it today. Then after, we shall move on and understand all the rest. Slowly.
mukigambo ekyamagezi,
in the word of wisdom,
okutegeera,
understanding,
okuteesa kwa Katonda,
in the counsel of God,
manya agali mukigambo,
the power in the world,
omusana ogw'okumanya oguli mukigambo,
light of knowledge in the world,
okutya Mukama okukyawe,
the fear of God to hate evil,
ebiyita mwoyo wa Mukama,
which pass through the spirit of the Lord,
abituwa ffe,
as it gives them to us freely.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Butusoma Befeso eno.
When we read the Ephesians,
Befeso sura ya kuna,
Ephesians chapter 4,
olunyiri
verse 10 and 11. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10.
Eyaka era yewuyo eyalinya waguru ennyo okusinga eggulu lyonna alyoka atuukirize byonna.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he may fill all things.
Olunyo lw'ekkumi n'olumu.
Verse 11.
Era oyo naawe abalala okubeera abatume, n'abalala bannabbi, n'abalala ababuulizi, n'abalala abalunda, n'abayigiriza.
And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Yes. Praise Jesus much.
In
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10 up to 11,
we
see when he ascended above all the heavens, he gave gifts. He gave apostles, the prophets, evangelists, pastors, even teachers. With this work below in the verse 12. Ephesians chapter 4, verse
12.
For the perfecting of the holy ones, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Yes. When you read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, we see the spiritual gifts. The five that God, the Word, the Son, Jesus Christ gave. Remember, they move with their calling. According to Romans 11, verse 29. Then the work, it's what is in the verse 12, for the work of the ministry. Yes. Perfecting the holy ones. The work was immediately shown here. Yes. Now you heard the gift, the calling, you never heard it. But as we tell you, we wanted to first handle the gift of a pastor, the gift and the calling of the pastor. Most say, why haven't you first handled the apostles? Those are few in the world. Praise Jesus much. Pastors are the ones who are majority, and they are followed by prophets, they are followed by apostles, evangelists,
and
we end with teachers
ministry.
In the ministry, teachers are very few there, but most of the pastors, even an entire world, when you reach an apostle, they call you, pastors come. Even to enter
human
head, understand you an apostle is not easy. They remain call you pastor. Even the world never knows why you are pastor. Why are you apostle? You two have not explained to them. But we understood that a pastor, the one we call a shepherd, a pastor, that is the
call,
the gift, the spiritual gift. But the shepherding, shepherding, it is the calling. And to feed, it is the work. Feeding the flock. What have we said? The pastor. It is the gift. Shepherding. It is the calling. Feeding the flock. It is the work.
Aha.
Yes. Are we together? Because as we see in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, that others are pastors. And what surprised most? Ministry is what was pastors. Ministry of God the Word. It's what has gifts of a pastor, even the calling. Office of God the Father does not have them. Even unity of God the Holy Spirit does not have pastors there. In the ministry of God the Word. Praise Jesus much. But we have been told like this, that a pastor, it is the spiritual gift. Shepherding, it is the calling. And feeding the flock of God, it is the work. Praise Jesus much. You know him, God is a shepherd. God is a shepherd. It means he's the chief pastor whom we have. Yes. Praise Jesus much. Because always we read of him. In the Psalms chapter 23. Let's read the verse 1.
Zaburi esulaya bili musatu nuli nyolisoka.
Psalms chapter 23 verse 1.
Mukama ye musumba wange, seta agenga.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Olinyoro kubiri.
The verse 2.
Angala misa mudundilo elio mudo muto. Antua ala kumabali agama za matefu.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Yes.
Mukama.
The Lord
ye muruzi wange.
Is my shepherd. You know Luganda language. It never put shepherd there. If he's a shepherd, that is his calling. Now his gift is a pastor. But you must have the green pastures. Let's repeat again.
Zaburi esulaya bili musatu noli nyolisoka.
Psalms chapter 23 verses 1.
Mukama ye mulunzi wange, seta agenga.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Olinyoro kubiri.
Verse 2.
Angala miza mudundilo elio mudo muto. Antu ala kumabali agama za matefu.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Yes.
Mukama.
The Lord.
Ye muruzi wange.
He is my shepherd.
Seta agenga.
I shall not want.
Wejukira nti mumulimu gwo. Mukuyitibwa ako okw'obusumba.
Remember in your calling as a pastor.
Mukirabo ky'ekyobusumba.
In your gift as a pastor.
Oyina okuyitibwa ako okulunda.
You have a calling of shepherding.
Naye mukulunda oku.
But in that shepherding.
Oyina okubanga ekisibu.
You must appear that the flock.
Kigamba mutufu kenino oyo.
Says indeed, since I have not one.
Sijja kweta aganga.
I shall not want.
Aina byo.
He has everything.
Oyina okakasanga oyina byonna.
Have to prove you have all.
Endiga tusigenda kweta agana kuwa manda kunsozi.
The sheep would not be in want and wander on mountains. You must be a pastor. And a shepherd.
Akakasango inabyo nendiga zebyetango.
You have all that
omuddo gwendiga.
Need the pasture of the sheep.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Namazi.
Even the water.
Agakulukuta okuyita mu kigambo.
Flows through the world.
Omwoyo omutukufu.
By the Holy Spirit.
Nabi marabu mazi.
And there are just enough.
Ngendika.
And the sheep.
Nisobola toroka.
They cannot escape.
Nizigenda mu nsi kuwa manda.
They go in the world to wander places.
Ngazika kasa.
And they're sure.
Kenino murunzi wangi.
Since I have my shepherd.
Omusumba wangi.
My pastor.
Amala.
He's enough.
The pastor jetuli.
Pastors, are we there?
Okakasa.
Are you sure? Are you sure? And if you are committed to a flock, they shall not want. And you just have enough. And you have the pastoral of the world. And the water passing through the world. By the Holy Spirit. Which are just enough. The
flock
of the sheep of God. We go and see there in ones. They go down mountains and climb mountains and valleys. And the famine is much on them. And the thirsty. And the famine of the world. And it's a lot on them. You know in Amos chapter
8,
verse 11 and 12,
it's
upon which you see this sheep, indeed you have not what is enough for them.
They
stray and go to the neighbors, into the enemies. Let us see.
Amos chapter 8,
verse 11.
Laba, enaku zijja. Bwayogera Mukama Katonda. Lwendi weereza enjala mu nsi. Eteri enjala ya mmere newankubadde nnyota ey'amazzi. Naye enjala ey'okuwulira ebigambo bya. Naye enjala y'okuwulira ebigambo bya Mukama.
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirsty for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Verse 12.
Awo bali bulubuuta okuva ku nnyanja okutuuka ku nnyanja endala n'okuva obukiika obwa kkono okutuuka ebuvanjuba baliddukana mbiro eruyi n'eruyi okunoonya ekigambo kya Mukama so tebalikiraba.
And they shall wander from sea to sea and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. Yes. Now if you connect Psalms 23 verse 1 together with Amos chapter 8 verse 11 and 12, and his first
says
that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
It
means this shepherd, this pastor, and the shepherd has what is enough to give to the flock. And that which is enough,
and
will not make sheep experience famine and thirsty of hearing the word of God. And he was filled, placed, the flock of God, the sheep of God, the people of God. They wander in the mountains and valleys.
They
go from the sea to another dry land.
They
wander seeking for the word of God, and they never see it. The word of climbing mountains you see in the midst of the world. That prayer mountains. Going in the valleys.
Overnight.
Lunch hours. As all programs are set. All these sheep wander going all those places. Not that they are well off. But
they
have not pastors, neither good shepherds. Who have the pasture.
And
the water of the word of God.
Which
enough to all these sheep. And they eat, get satisfied, they see the peace.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much. But wandering places, seeking, the spirits are seeking.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much. As we told you of, that the gift of a pastor, it has a calling of shepherding the flock of God. And it has a work of feeding this flock, the pasture and the water which is in the word of God by the Holy Spirit. And if they feed on this pasture,
services,
services are free, healings like that, healing sicknesses upon you, put those who cast demons, wolves which eat up sheep. Now those things are brought. I told you I'm going to pass in the summary through them. Yes. That's in the Psalms 23, verse
2.
He told us like this. Psalms chapter 23, verse
2.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Yes. Makes me lie down in the green pastures. Makes me beside the still waters. Now we say it like this. That the pastor has a gift. Must have a calling. Shepherding. Even his work to feeding the flock of God. But all those he cannot do them except he has the pasture. He fed water in the word of God. Yet still he does not have those except he has first have a fertile ground. He takes me. He makes me lie down in the green pastures. Yes. That ground which has the green pasture and rivers of waters flow very well. But now the pastor must have that ground in him. The heart which has been aligned well. The chief shepherd, the one who owns the flock, the living God, has to sow the good pasture of his word. And he put in there rivers of living waters in the Holy Spirit and keep flowing as they drink and he heals and he renews and he loses them. What happens there is much.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because we said it's the pastor as a gift.
He's
the shepherd as the calling. He feeds the flock of God as the work. Yet he must have the pasture with water in the word.
But
those can never be planted in space. Must have the fertile ground. A good heart. A humble heart. Upon which they can sow the word of God. And it has room enough. You know, it's not a small word to eat the green pastures. That of the word.
If you drink
the clean water of the word. It's not a small word. It means this pastor and the shepherd and the work of God in feeding his flock, he prepares much. Their inner man, their heart, their mind, that is the fertile ground upon which can grow the word of God, and which can flow in rivers of living waters, the Holy Spirit, in the times of need, and he feeds the flock. That's why
it
says it's not a small thing. A pastor alone has the gift. Yes. Sure. He must know that gift very well.
Where
we have not heard of it, we've not known it, we've just heard of it. Yes. And he must know the calling. That is going to be shepherding the flock of the living God, the sheep of God, the children of God. In shepherding,
I know
he must have the pasture, that of the word, and water in the word. And it's enough. And sheep will not be in one. Then those cannot have pasture, neither water in the word which is good, except he has the fertile ground. Fertile ground. First, we look to the heart. But we also have the inner man. We also have the mind. The mind. Now they say,
it's
not most people, pastors, to do those. They pass through much to be prepared. If you read in Ezekiel 34, verse 14. He tells us these words.
Ezekiel
chapter 34, verse 14.
Okay,
let's
read the verse
18.
Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 18.
Mochita chigambo chitono, ngamwali omuddo omulungi. Neene chibagwanira okulinyirira n'ebigere byammwe, omuddo gwammwe ogwafikkawo. Eranga mwanywa amazzi amateefu naye kibagwanira okutabangula n'ebigere byammwe agafisseewo.
Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture, but must you tread down with your feet the rest of your pastures, and to have drunk of the deep waters, but must you foul the rest with your feet? Yes. Now you, the sheep of God, in the way of being fed, the pasture of the word of God, even water in the word. Most don't know why we call sheep. And they say the sheep of Jesus. They don't know we are
faith.
The pasture of the word of God. And we drink the water in the word.
But you think
it's a small thing.
God
to bring you a pastor.
And
the good pastor of the word. And you eat. And you begin to realize that pastor.
Stop meaning,
we understand.
And you drink
waters in the word. New flows life. Restoration.
Will
be loose. Being healed.
And
the things like that. After you treat it and say, that
you're
with him here, he's like that.
Meaning,
we too, God has called us.
If
you think it's a simple thing, it's like this, brethren, that pastor and the shepherd and one who feeds the word of God, he has to first order the ground well.
I'm
saying, it takes him to commit himself to take out the things below from themselves, which can hinder the owner of the flock. God the Father, God the Word, God the Son, even the Holy Spirit, to sow in there the words. For when he is sowing, he gives these reasons that these pastors also cause most of them do not have pasture of the word. Even water in the word now cause the sheep to wander. That they never align their hearts, their inner man, even their minds, that God can write in there, that
he
plant there the pasture of the word, that
grows
in the rivers of living waters, the Holy Spirit. But find one half that word now must have been taken a level that he first prepared their hearts to be a fertile ground. And
it's
not the last of the world, pride of this life, and the hated evils. And the first order the hearts, and they order their minds, thoughts, they order their inner man, and they humble. the sower of the word of God and sows it on the fertile ground and makes in the rivers of living waters and orders this pastor and this shepherd and
they
have their good fertile ground.
What's
a word enough as the pasture as water in the word, and you will be fed, you will not be in want. Today you may hear me speak and the words are enough to you, and the word of God is that, but the work is there in every gift.
There's
one who can say the pastor wants to prepare themselves much like that. These shepherd all of us. What the eyes where they give us, we all the other gifts, they are responsible to shepherd us in this way.
It
means we take of what they have. This one was going to say those are for pastors. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
But as he first spoke in Matthew chapter 13, start from verse 3, and he says like this. Matthew chapter 13 from verse 3.
Nayogera nabo bingi mu ngero ngagamba nti omusizi yafuluma okusiga.
And he spoke many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Verse 4.
Bwe yalinga asiga, ensiga endala nezigwa ku mabbali g'ekkubo, ennyonyi nezijja nezizirya.
And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Yes. When read Matthew 13, verse 3 and 4. The sower is God, is the word Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. The seed is the word, but he sows it. First it fell by the wayside. Wayside.
There
are hearts of people here, and they are like the wayside. And they believe and allow everything bypass them.
That's
of the word pride. Why is the king? Arrogancy. All that stubbornness. If they still pass through you,
it's
very hard. God prepare you to be a pastor and to be a shepherd of the flock of God, and to have the pasture and the water in the word of God. Because you don't have a fertile ground.
Not
the wayside, how it is? The soil, it's even dust, not soil. Sure. People trample it. That heart. The inner man like that. Even minds like that cannot be prepared to be a pastor, neither in any other gifts and calling. Let's read the verse 5. Matthew chapter 13, verse
5.
Some fell upon the stony places where they had not much earth, and immediately they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. Yes. Others fell on the stony place. The heart is stony heart.
It
never humble, never soften. Pride.
Right.
He saw the word. That is the heart you have. And as if it's grown, sprouted immediately. And we think we have people we've prepared. Pastors have been prepared. Evangelists. Yet not. Pastors who are lukewarm, they are going to fall in a very short time. Let's finish here.
Matayi sura ya 13 n'olinyoro mukaga.
Matthew chapter 13 verse 6.
Enjiba bwe yavaayo neziwo tokerera kubanga tezali na mizi nezikala.
And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away.
Olinyoro musanvu.
Verse 7.
Inda nesigwa kumagwa amagwa negamera.
And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. Yes. Their hearts and they are like the thorns. And to speak words which pierce, which despise, which press others. That is what you front in the heart. Inflicting pains. Now that you are a pastor, that you are a servant of God, in any gift, in any other calling, it's not possible. Are we together? The first heart, it's like the wayside. The second, it's like the rock. The third, it's like thorns. Don't allow the word to grow. Rumors of what passed by the mouth. Tell us the word of God, the Holy Scriptures. You have much rumors. Let us see. Matthew chapter 13, verse
8.
But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Yes. Some fell on the good ground, the fertile ground. A heart prepared very well that we shall speak of one day how it appears.
For
preparation of the heart is for you. It requires man. You will not think
that
God is going to prepare your heart, then he sows the word there. It requires you. It requires who? You yourself. Proverbs 16. It requires man, you yourself.
You want to say,
God will prepare it for me. The one who gave me a gift and he called me. He prepares me. He gave me a gift.
Busumba.
I'm a pastor. I've understood today that the calling
Kurunda
is shepherding. And the work to have understood it, feeding his flock,
Indigazi,
his sheep,
Abanabe,
his children, I give them the word. That I must have a sheep and they have. I must have a ground
with
pastures and the waters of the word enough. Complaints on the ground. One, some of it, the heart, it's like the wayside. Nothing grows there. That another is like the rock.
It will
change me. He said that even thorny hearts, I do not have any fertile brown heart in me where
you
can sow the word enough. He will order me. He will prepare me. You yourself, you to do it, he will not help you on that role. He told the judge,
Joshua,
go get strong and courageous. Yourself, go do that. Then I will be with you. Have you seen? Let's read these proverbs. We see. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 1.
Okutegeko.
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 1.
Okutegeko omutima kugwanira muntu. Nayo okwanukula kw'olulimi kuva eri Mukama.
The preparation of the heart belongs to man. But the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Yes. Preparation of the heart. It's for you. The answering is of God. This takes us back.
2 Corinthians 6:1.
We are co-workers together with God. Prepare the heart.
Yes,
he saw there the word. Prepare the heart. They are the word which will be enough. And then you will feed his flock. And then be a good pastor. And a good shepherd. Who does not make the flock be in want. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1. Write it down. You will read it. But it's going to need you. Our pastors, are we there? You wave at me, pastors. Those we shepherd, are you there? Those we shepherd. Have you understood your pastor how he's meant to be? Your shepherd?
Yes.
This is interesting now. And the pastor knows how he has to do it. And the sheep know how it has to be shepherded. Now you go do it in another way, then you see a problem.
You
know, you've been opening the tails of those sheep. Praise Jesus much. Let's read in the Joshua.
These
words alone, I don't know even how I can break them down.
Joshua Esura.
Joshua chapter
1
verse
7.
Joshua chapter 1 verse 7.
Neemala okuddamu amaanyi n'okuguma ennyo omwoyo. Okwekumanga okukola ng'amateeka gonna bwe gali. Musa omuweereza wange ge yakulagira. Tokyamanga okugaleka ku mukono gwo ogwa ddyo newankubadde ogwa kkono. Olyoke oweebwe ng'omukisa buli gy'onoogenda nga yonna.
Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Verse 8.
Ekitabo kino eky'amateeka tekiivenga mu kamwa ko, naye n'okirowoolezangamu emisana n'ekiro, olyoke weekuumenga okukola nga byonna bwe biri ebiwandiikiddwamu. Kubanga bwono otereezanga bw'otyo ekkubo lyo, era bwono weebwanga omukisa bw'otyo.
This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then shall you have good success.
Olinyolomwenda.
Verse 9.
Si nze nkulagidde, ddamu amaanyi, guma omwoyo. Totyanga, sote wekanganga, kubanga Mukama Katonda wo ali naawe buli gy'onoogenda nga yonna.
Have not I commanded you? Be strong and of good courage, for be not afraid, neither be you dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Yes.
Yatandika amugamba.
He began telling him.
Katono,
Joshua 1 verse 6. I'm going to be with you as I was with Moses. But first be strong and get courageous. The words of this book should not depart from your mouth. The shepherd has to be filled up well. The feelings of the word of God, of the holy scriptures. He has the pasture enough. Get strong and courageous.
Since
I've commanded you, fear not.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, Aboruganda.
So, brethren, the pastor has a gift which is upon you, or which is on that your pastor. It has a calling of shepherding the flock of God. They are the children of God. And it has a work of feeding the flock of God, the children of God, to feed them the word of God, and to give them water in the word in the times commanded well. But now the problem which happens, the
midst
prepare you become a good shepherd. You may hinder that process if you do not prepare your heart to take it away, the way of evil.
And
every evil pass through you to manifest. To take away the heart of a rock that had hearts.
Yes, God
can create in us the heart of flesh. Getting out that rocky heart.
But
that we first yearn for it. And he promised I'll create me a heart of flesh. Get out that stony heart from you. There is a heart of thorns. And you have
this
pierced, even your speech alone is hard. You speak, someone feels in a bad way. Now God is sowing the word you are choosing. Now you think, how will it grow? Praise Jesus. And you have to prepare the heart of a fertile ground. They even have those with hearts, there is sand there. Natural wisdom of Satan. And contend with the word of God every day. Spoken much on that issue.
For
those with the heart filled with sand there. Natural wisdom of Satan. Every time, never agree with wisdom in the word. Praise Jesus much. As he tells us in the Matthew 13, verse 19, he says this. Matthew chapter 13, verse 19.
Buli awulira kigambo eky'obwakabaka. Ngata chitegede, omubi oyo aja, na kwa kula echisigidua mumutima gwe.
Katuwe kule kumina mnana.
Let's come from verse 18.
Matayi sura ya kumina satu, noli nyilwa kumina mnana.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 18.
Kale mwe, muliru olugero oruo musizi.
Hear you therefore the parable of the sower.
Olinyilwa kumina mwenda.
Verse 19.
Buli muntu wa ulile chigambo echo mwakabaka, ngata chitegede. Omubio yajja nakwa kule kisigidwa mutima gwe oyo yasigibwa kumabali gekubo.
When anyone hear the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside. Yes. Upon which you see your heart and you check there is a way there. Wayside. Every person. For here they say,
omubi,
The wicked one passes through there. Every evil can pass through you. You easily sin. Everything draws across you, it manifests through the people. It means it knows of well. How it will get out that seed sown in you. You, it's only one way of getting away that way of sin. It's always to mind to understand. What understanding is to join verse by verse. That cannot list one by one.
Enemy
want to make a way of sin. Evil, it is impossible.
For you trap him,
his coat and is beaten down in different verses. You put him on the ground, and that way you break it away. Anytime you hear, you don't mind to understand. Many of you are seated here. You teach yourself.
Me,
as long as I've been present in the service, whether I've understood or I've not understood, I have been present. That way of evil, it's within you. How come you look around? You don't mind to understand. You've gathered a fellowship. Don't mind whether you've understood or not. Do you know what hinders you? The way of evil in you. Inside the heart and the mind.
Even
so, you cannot chat and close like that.
Anytime
you join verses, understand your clothing that way. If it want to come, you join another verse, beat it. Join another. Understood well.
It's a,
we not allow them to understand. They will close this our way. They are just like that. You are just that seated. Ask you. Let it not be you.
What if I could get
you? Don't mind to understand.
The people
don't mind whether they understand or not. They just fellowship. They learn every day. They don't enter into understanding. And we have them here.
Strategies
of God. They don't remember a single one. That them too.
They're
one of them with the gifts and the callings. They are going to minister.
Wanji,
are we together?
Yegwe.
Is it you?
Your neighbor.
Is it the neighbor?
So come to my
attempt say, let it not be you. No.
Muni Maria, you don't fire na kutegera.
My toddlers, they don't care.
Arebo chigwa kuchivinja chava sisters.
Group of our sisters. Our sisters.
Kubo.
On them. Almost
like
5%, they don't think to understand.
So what's
now you see? It's insulting us. Now look at the above, most of them. You will see. You see what they have written, proof whether they understood.
At least 70.
You are the ones so righteous. Every time you are quoting scriptures here, shall we eat scriptures? You ask them, don't they eat, they don't drink what? They eat and they drink. Others. May I write what I have understood? Not what God means, but what I have understood. You have a lot of stubbornness.
Why did you not
proclaim them to yourself, then you write them? Before you come here,
you understand
about, you write what you understand.
Don't wait,
God speak what he proclaims to you. Have you seen the way of evil? It is with you. You have to pray to close it. And you have to fight. And you
think
you don't mind to understand? The understanding I told you.
It fits
Isaiah 28. From verse
9
up to
13. He said,
whom will I make to know what is preached? Will I make know what is preached?
It
goes to understand. For it is command by command. Command by command. Scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture. Here a little, there a little. Those are one rich in understanding. And they can join up verses. But if you don't join,
say,
a channel of way of sin within you. And
it's
made you be on the wayside. When he's passing, and he throws the one. And you abuse.
No,
you can't tell you abused goats. I always see you. Let's see this next verse.
Matayo Esula.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 20.
Noyo yasigibwa awali enjazi, yoyo awulira ekigambo, amangu ago nakkiriza n'essanyu.
But he that receiveth the seed in the stony places, the same is he that hears the word, and immediately with joy receives it.
Verse 21. Naye talina mizi munda muye, naye alwaho katono, bwabaawo ennaku, no kuyiganyizibwa olw'ekigambo amangu ago yeesittala.
Yet he has not root in himself, but endures for a while. For when tribulations or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he is offended. Yes.
You know
you have a rocky heart, stony heart. The inner man is a rock stone.
Maybe those of you.
Even your thoughts.
Your mind is
like that.
Why is it rude?
Cannot be written there the words of God.
Nga.
When we preach, you feel my joy. And you make
arms
again. And you jump up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What a powerful word, hallelujah. I take it, receive it. But when problems, persecutions come, my goodness. Persecutions. There are those who say, apostle is a false person. You be kidding
me.
I knocked. Always I want to say, hallelujah, preach it. Now, when they persecute us a little,
say,
all along this man has been deceiving us.
Yes,
they immediately got offended and stumbled. And they get called.
Person that sends a TV.
Raised man of television. It's not been there. Apostle is a liar. He's a very false man. Yet, it's not them who proclaimed it. They didn't proclaim the television. God proclaimed it. When they raised money,
they
didn't give money enough to put it there in that time. But they wanted the little they have given, that we put it there with that little. But have madness with yourself. You think the little money you put can establish a television and be there?
It
cannot even pay the tax of 1 month. for that station. As
he
spoke in the Corinthians, there are times of raising monies. The time of having enough. The times of raising. They were there. And they are there. But in the short time, they are going to be no more. You were not prepared already. You are the pastor who never knew. You were calling.
What,
how are you going to work on the television of God? But God knows the midst of telling us that
is that
a fire we are going to the radio. Upon which you saw that some were taking pride there and show off. When it delayed 2019-2021, others never came back. Television, what's
all
that? Where did they work? You wonder. What first brought you was what? And did I stop speaking truth?
Or your
truth is a television altogether.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The truth is the television.
Station.
Oh, it's the word of God. Did I stop speaking it? Oh, I'm not on television. You are not seeing me. Television is still right in this scope of Zana. Come watch me.
Not
television in this scope. We shall just bring mess with throats far. But television live, cameras are right covering. The lights are there. They watch it. Don't you see or watch us on our television? Even many times they never know what they want. If you see a musician on the television, concerts. And they are
different
concerts. I want to watch them live. I'm tired of watching the television.
They are
tired to watch on the television.
If
they
are
on the television, they say, why
don't
you appear on television?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't
you think we canceled another service? These things need to be studied by themselves. What are we going to do?
Wanji,
let's finish here.
Matayo esula ya 13 noli nyirwa 22.
Matthew chapter 13 verse 22.
Noyo yasigibwa magwa yo yawira ekigambo nayo kweralikira kwensi no bulimba bwobugagga bizisa ekigambo era tabala.
And he that receiveth the seed among the thorns is he that hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Yes. Upon which you see thorns. This combination, you may hyphen half all of them pass. There is a wayside on you of sin. There is a rock within you and the thorns. If you find those which happen in those three issues, you have them with yourself, or you'll have in you the sand, natural wisdom of Satan, contend with the word of God. Praise Jesus much. But he said the thorns. If you have the thorns, you hear the word. But,
the
cares of this world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of this life, and the choke killed the word. And the word never have room in your life to grow up well.
Scriptures
never get engraved in understanding in you. That my word has not room in you. Now the thorns have choked it. In you have stories. You have TikTok. What else?
TikTok
and what?
Facebook.
WhatsApp. Stubbornness you have in there. You give them time. You have this series, the soap series.
There are
things you care of them, this world. You give them time. Now the other sisters, the mirror, it's for 1 hour, even more. You can wonder what they are ordering. The hair perhaps 30 minutes, just to make hair 30 minutes is just not enough. It's like 1 hour after they are on the eyelashes and they look in the nose, they want to see the ears, everything. Tell them, let us share the word for 1 hour at home. My.
Didn't
they show us the husbands? They ask what? They ask for fees for the children. When are you paying the house? Why don't you buy me the other dress? When are you taking me out? Upon which you see,
there are
thoughts in your life. Some women, they ask me, what do you think? Why do we slowly get the things? It's a weak vessel mentality. Yet they are the carers of this world. The thorns. Lust of the eyes. Everything you look at, you feel that scat is yours. There is deceitfulness of riches. It too is there. Mostly those in the gospel of taking the finger of God. That's what you see. Ministries like that can never come out pastors who are meaningful. Neither ministers, the gifts and different callings.
What
have the gospel preached of the finances of the world? It's what corrupts the heart. And it's not a fertile ground where God can sow the word. Praise Jesus much. Now you think, still don't want to be surprised. You see pastors do what they're doing now in Uganda and the entire world. If you first look to a pastor, they have understood the gift they are a pastor. Maybe they have just heard of it, they have not understood it.
But
they don't know if they are calling, it's to feed in the flock.
It's
the flock of God, the children of God. What they feed them has to be the word of God and water in the word by the Holy Spirit.
And whatever
you find is speaks, after you ask whether wisdom must come. But what he has spoken, if you seek for scriptures, my God, they are not alike. A pasture which can be fed to the flock of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's finish here.
Matayo esula ya 13 Matthew
chapter 14, verse 23.
Noyo yasigibwa ku ttaka eddungi, yo yawulira ekigambo, n'akitegeera. Oyo, ddala abala, nti abala, ddala ebibala. Omulala aleeta kikumi, omulala nkaaga, omulala makumi asatu.
But he that receiveth seed in the good ground is he that hears the word and understands it, who also bears fruit and brings forth some a hundredfold, some 60 and some 30. Yes. He has the fertile ground.
The heart,
and it is meek. Humble. As the chief shepherd said, that learn from me. For I am meek and humble in heart. That chief shepherd, the chief shepherd, our Lord Jesus. Him, the person with that heart, understands, he has the word, and brought them in understanding, in the understanding of the Bible. Not that you've understood when you've just heard, but when you can join up verses very well, which bring understanding. Now the good pastor, that is filled well the pastor of the word and the water in the word, that's enough. He must have gotten saved,
reached
in knowing all the truth. He got saved, reached in knowing all the truth of the Holy Scriptures, and he has the pasture enough which would never cause other be in want. For that is what God wants. According to Timothy, he wants all people to be saved and to reach to knowing all the truth. Let us read, we see. 1 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 3. 1 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 3.
Ekyo kye kirungi ekikkirizibwa mu maaso g'omulokozi waffe Katonda.
For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior.
Olinnya olw'okuna.
Verse 4.
Ayagala abantu bonna okulokoka era n'okutuuka mu kutegeerera ddala amazima.
Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth? Yes. This is good, acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. We will have all people be saved and to reach to know all the truth. All the truth,
they are
all the Holy Scriptures. Because when we speak of the truth is our Lord Jesus. Then he came along in the scroll of the book written about him. According to John chapter 14 verse 6, that he is the way, the truth and the life. You can write it down. John chapter 14 verse
6.
If you say you know all the truth, you have understood all the word of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, and him, all scriptures speak of him. Now, to knowing all truth, to knowing all scriptures, it gives you the pasture of the word of God, even water in the word, that which flows well, to give life to the flock, to heal, to treat, to renew. Let's read
in
John chapter 5, verse 39. John chapter 5, verse 39.
Munoonya mu byawandiikibwa, kubanga mwe mulowooza nti mu byo mulina obulamu obutaggwaawo. N'ebyo bye bitegeeza ebyange.
Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Yes.
Bw'omanya
If you want to know all the truth,
I've heard
in the first Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. This is good.
It's
acceptable in the sight of our God.
Who
want all people to be saved and reach in knowing all the truth. But in John chapter 14 verse
6,
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And those truths, they are the Holy Scriptures. Because in John chapter 5, verse 39, he has said that all the Scriptures, they speak things of Christ. They speak things of the truth.
That's
when Gabriel told Daniel, I will make you know what is noted in the scriptures of truth. Yes. Now, one knowing all truth, the one who knows all the scriptures well, and is the pastor who has the pasture enough. And when it gives to the flock, they know truth, and the truth sets them free. Where else are they going?
Or
they are in John 8, verse 32 downwards. That when you know the truth, they are of the Holy Scriptures, the truth will set you free.
And
then you find the sheep of God. If they flock, they are just enjoying themselves. They look nice. If they eat what's much in the world? No. And do not think we are in full knowledge. We look good for the food of the world we eat. That we eat it. But we must eat from the pastor God and feed us in his flock. The word of the good pastures, the water in the world, which flows very well. They feed us with knowledge.
Yes,
I can't speak there. We need to know much.
For
to feed with knowledge and understanding, it's a promise of God.
You
give shepherds to feed with knowledge and understanding. They are filled of wisdom in the word. They know the castle of God. They are filled of power in the word. They are filled of all light of knowledge, which reveals secrets. And they
pray
fear of God to hate evil, to keep commands and the judgments. And they
pray
to glorify God. And the Spirit of God moves in the flock as rivers of living waters. All those I would have explained them. Because as the good pastor and the good shepherd who rears the flock of God, giving it food of the word of God with water in the word, you must have a fertile ground very well, a heart prepared very well, and finished out of the evil spirits. The Holy Spirit, and he shows him there, he writes there the Holy Scriptures.
He keeps reminding
them in the time of preaching and proclaiming to others. Many things in the midst there.
How
sure you have them planted, how they are done, what they cannot handle of now. Then you hold demarcations in you. We have the paddle system. Here they feed understanding here. Here wisdom. Here counsel. Here power. You know the pastors. Good shepherds. They do that paddock system. They divide the feeding grounds. Yes.
And
the season they eat on this one.
kubanga waba kukwasa ekisibo.
When he commits to the flock,
okusinzira Matayo sura ya 2 mwetano,
according to Matthew chapter 25, this faithful servant is one we want to see of here. He knows the times, seasons of feeding. The paddock system. You demarcate the feeding grounds in the feeding grounds. You put their channels of water. When they want water, they go drink. We have pastors these days or not? Bible colleges, what are they teaching?
And Bible universities,
and Bible universities, they teach what? Let's see Matthew.
Matthew chapter 24,
verse 45.
Kala aluwana te omuduoyo omwesigwa owamagezi. Mukama we gwalisigira ab'omunju ye okubawanga emmere yaabwe mu kiseera kyayo.
Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them food at the proper time? Yes. Faithful servant
is
going to be committed to a sheep flock. He's been given a gift.
Pastor.
And he has a calling, shepherding, and shepherds the flock of God. His work is to feed it, feeding them the word,
spend
water in the word in their season.
And
he had the paddock system in him.
That
in this time they need peace. They eat of this. Those who have a pregnancy of sin, when they are sick, there is a pastor, we send them to feed on that. And they eat those herbs, they get service in their stomachs. Yes. You know, in the Psalms 104, the herbs, he put them in service in man.
Herbs.
Even animals, they have them. They are not meant to be injected as they inject them now. The herbs are right in the fields.
It's
not you treat the animals out in the wilderness. Even a hen when it's sick,
it knows
a herb it has to eat.
But because
most you destroyed them and you built cities, you forgot to leave demarcated areas for them. Others, you sprayed all the grass, you dried it.
That,
you killed the medicine of the animals, insects, and the birds. Now, in these holy scriptures, there are those times we know the flock is sick.
This
type of grass of the word will heal them.
Maybe
sick or a sickness of sin or the usual sicknesses of flesh and blood. And then we know
that
those pregnant with pregnancy of righteousness, they have gifts and callings which want to be raised up. Those we feed them like this. Now there are those rejoice. There are those souls that feed them how? Man. Pastors, I see the finger of God. There is a hand. It touches you. You feel it scratching you.
Who
passes those?
And
I think. These things need time, their own time.
How will you summarize?
God's not stuck with hands as if he's in need. Give us gifts and callings. Even their works upon which we base to serve him.
It's
hard you come and break them down. If you knew of them at least, then I would have broken them down. But their light is far from us in these our seasons. You find people have become pastors,
Batume,
apostles,
Banabi,
prophets.
It
does not know what is it.
Evangelists
on the roads moving.
He
too does not know what he is doing.
Does
not know whether he's been able to prepare hearts of those people. When the word of God comes, Christ Jesus will be able to enter. He just pass through as he speaks.
He
does not know what he does. He's an evangelist. He's just preaching, going. Be saved.
Yes,
Jesus loves you. Is that enough?
The evangelist
prepares where Jesus is going to come. Find them on the road. The cars are passing. Passing.
He's
there. Jesus is the way, the truth. Jesus is going to come. Make meetings in the villages. Gatherings.
Get
in the markets.
When the president,
when the president is going to pass. In the centers.
They
put,
and
they speak with people around.
They
understand how the president is coming there. And what is bringing him. We have to agree. These two, we give it its special time. I have no way I can break it down. Even if some, I just break them out. And the pastor is there.
The
entire year, take it the second year.
Remember,
one who put him in the responsibility over the flock.
These
men would have been eating this.
They
would have been knowing of heaven now.
The
second, perhaps. Now they know the third. They don't even know where they are on this earth. They don't know what's on the four corners of the earth. But they want to go to heaven. Even the earth where they are, they don't know it. I wonder what they do. Let me first ask. When you thought to be a pastor, what did you think beyond that? You speak to your neighbor. Though you are there an apostle or an evangelist, those we differentiated them when you came, way before you thought, I want to be a pastor. What did you think beyond that? What beyond that? You thought when you gathered the flock of God,
then
you get the offerings and build houses, you buy cars, you travel abroad. That now you're a pastor. The sheep or the goat? You know there's a difference between the goat, the cow, and the sheep. The goat, even the cow, you can rear them on a rock. They survive there. There is no sheep which can survive in such an environment. Sheep, they have separated. Go into the flocks they put out there, and the soil is on the rock. You see where they will find sheep there. And the cow, goat, the ones which survive and they are there. But if you make a flock, even the ground is fertile, there is water well. Don't tie the sheep, they are not on the ropes. They see the cow, you follow them. They beat the cow, the sheep, they are in them, follow just.
Baba sibe mbuzi.
As they tie their goats.
Endigate bajisiba.
The sheep that are not tied.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mukamafu yagamba mtume Peter.
Our Lord told Apostle Peter.
Ni wangu bade ali mtume.
Though he was an apostle. Still he was a pastor. Most of these men, they had all these five gifts. Say, I want you to feed my flock. Feed my lamb. Feed my sheep.
Hey,
God asked him, what gift is this which feeds them? That all gifts can feed. But this gift of a shepherd and the pastor.
So
what puts their flock? Many times the ones responsible of our synagogues. Yes. And you see every gift is there. It shepherded and it grows. And we have those who water the grass. Also
pass
fruit to prune it. Yes.
Pastors.
You don't understand this. Somebody said now that is pride. How dare you say we don't understand them? Why don't you do them if you understand them?
Pastor
who understand why you do foolish things. John chapter 21.
Yokane sura ya 2 mwemu nolinyore 15.
Verse 15.
Awo we bamala okulya, Yesu n'agamba Simoni Petero nti, Simoni, omwana wa Yokana, onjagala okukira banno? N'amugamba nti, weewaawo, mukama wange, gw'omanyi nga nkwagala. N'amugamba nti, liisa abaana b'endiga bange.
So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon, Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me more than these? He said unto him, yea, Lord, you know that I love you. He said unto him, feed my lambs. Yes. He told him, now you're going to feed my lambs. Now the trouble. That we see
in
Matthew 24:45. Yes. This faithful servant commits the flock and defeats it. A good pasture in the rightful time. Yes. A trouble where it is. They tell him feed.
Lisa.
Feed. Still have things to argue with. They take him up on the top. Acts. Acts chapter 10 verse 9. Tell him everything you see, kill and eat. So I don't eat that unclean. He still argues. He has thorns in him. He comes out in the Galatians. He pretends around. I won't eat them with the Gentiles. Apostle Paul says, you. Did not this get the spirit? Did you not eat with them? Why pretend now to hinder the truth? Instead, they told to feed them. We don't try to decampaign him. What happened on them were examples to us. As the aligned time had gone. What caused the Roman Empire?
Through
that called Roman Catholic Church. Destroy the truth of salvation. But they took long to align themselves. Yet they had a flock to feed. Now we have a flock entire Uganda and the world. When we go work with God, we have to work in the house. It's the church.
A person working
in the house, they have a preparation, they get involved. If you have to work in the field,
yes,
it's the world.
A
person going to plow and dig in the bush.
You're
not a person like cleaning the home. The clothing and the preparation differs.
Today,
the minister in us in the house, they are not both clothing miniskirts. Who are going to seduce, entice you? If you enter in the fields, God, those with their those with their privacy is exposed. When you move out, it differs.
One who
ministers in the house, protection you have is a bit more.
It's
hard even neighbors expose their privacy
with. Even put
their laws say children close well with your mother. If you move in the world, you put on a combat. You don't just keep looking everywhere. That's even a ministry we don't know it. Verse
3
speaks of verse
9.
You fellow workers with God,
our
God is building, your God is filled. The house is the church. They are the holy ones. Then you can minister in the principle. Even the administration there, you are highly favored. Don't even get corrupted if they are ordered like you. But the field,
yes,
it's the world. We go there and they tell us you're born in the midst of wolves. Now if you have not overcome fornication and immorality,
how
to move in campaign revival and you are a salong enalong right from campaign revival.
Even
the work we're going to, have been aligned very well. Don't you see you're strong here? Jesus, you see the cloth very well here. The girls and the boys
you
fall on those who cut cloth. They don't cloth, they cut cloth on themselves. Cutting something
on your
pass here like that. They come, pastor. You say, what?
Teacher Edmund
will be teaching.
Teacher. Teach it.
Teach it more. That's why we say you marry, get married. And take care of each other, it gets satisfied.
And
proof.
Don't leave
a channel of fasting in your spouse as they move from the field.
we go
get there in our entire month. We come back and
we
get backwards. We are in that life. Find those who tie their real cabbage. Who have made the chest leather
nuts.
The macho you are desiring inside yourself, you don't overcome it. You said that one. If he holds me like that. Remember they are the clothes. We have covered them. Outside they are tight on them, hey, like that. You will find. And the banana is tight. You see the entire. You say this is one I always dreamt. This is one we've hidden, you still try to peep. We've hidden a banana, you are forcing to peep again.
balisumbusa bamutadde mu basa.
Other the sumbusas are in the envelope. You see it very clear. You find the envelope in the
back. Transparent.
Very transparent. Is that not a sumbi? That's why you want those getting married. You see what you have to see and they feel in those heads. You look at that one they've given you. Everyone feel all the image. If you find what you find, you say,
I don't know. No space.
This is enough. I don't have space. You not yet wait a little, we prepare you. Yes.
There's
nothing you're going to see. You see what?
You are
a servant of God. See much, but it's like blind.
Speak
little. He's blind. Don't keep watching when he's not yet reached. Wait for yours. In the envelope. Yes.
You
still look through it here, you force.
The
bucket transparent ones.
So, Abaruganda,
so brethren, we still need to understand that where we are going, if
the
pastor is going to be doing shepherding, and it means what? And it goes where? And
we
begin in the house.
Even
children of some houses, of some churches, my God, their parents almost don't differ from both of the world.
Not
yet understood your gift well. Not understand your calling. You do not know your work.
You
don't know how you can prepare yourself for every good work. Let's finish here. John chapter 21, verse 16.
Namgama ogwo kubiri nti Simoni omwana wa Yokana onjagala. Namgama nti wewa mukama wange. Gwomanyinga nkwagala. Namgama nti lunda abana b'endiga zange.
He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, you know that I love you. He said unto him, feed my sheep. Yes. This word feed. He spoke it three times. It even caused Simon to worry. For it's a very important word. It brings a thirsty and a famine in the flock if you never feed it.
One
dam fall in the false prophets. The religions believe in things like that. In the false salvation. Let's read this verse.
John
chapter 21, verse 17.
Namugamba mulundi ogwokusatu nti Simoni, omwana wa Yokana, onjagala. Petero n'anakuwala, kubanga omugambi omulundi ogwokusatu nti onjagala. Namugamba nti mukama wange, gw'omanyi byonna, gw'otegeera, nga nkwagala. Yesu namugamba nti, liisa abaana b'endiga zange.
He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, do you love me? And he said unto him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said unto him, take care of my sheep.
He?
Yes. Take care of my sheep. Now a trouble came. Three times he said a thing concerning sheep. The children of God.
It's
a word which caused worry much. According to the Lord Jesus saw Apostle Peter, and indeed, they are not sure. God. And when he looked to Apostle Peter,
nembera z'omutima gwe,
in the ways of his heart,
ettaka ly'okusigako,
the ground to sow on,
ekigambo kya
Katonda, the word of God,
nga birimu obuzibu,
and is a problem with it. Because every time Apostle Peter is the one the Lord just took on the side to cast Satan from him. And he has troubles with himself. Yet he wants much. He will used to make much. He said, you know, I love me. I love you. We trouble his heart. The way of evils. The rock of the heart. The thorns of troubles with the cares of this world. The sons. Natural wisdom of the world. That of Satan. And they always messed him up. He rejoiced much. Yet in getting called, ended denying our Lord Jesus. When he got a persecution there.
So, about Uganda.
So, brethren, those words are very broad. Issues of our brethren, the pastors, as the gift is, and the shepherds, as the calling is, and those who feed the flock of God, the children of God, the
pastor
of the word and the water in the world, or the Holy Spirit, that they prepare well the fertile ground where God can sow his words. And it has room. And you understand very well. That's one of the fights which have appeared hard our way.
For
these things of gifts and callings, in their works, we had not been taught of them before. People come out and say, God called me to be a pastor.
And say,
he called you to be a pastor?
Yes.
Yes.
Understood.
You have a gift and a calling.
But
this gift is how is this calling? And they do not know.
Then they say,
God called me, I heard a voice. He told me I'm an apostle. Ask this apostleship.
As
a gift, what is it? And this calling you've called me, an apostle, how is it?
That
God called me to preach the gospel. He told me you're going to move nations as you preach the gospel. And did ask, concerning the gift of evangelizing, how is it? It's calling. How does it move? And they have not been understood.
It
appeared very hard. But as he speaks in Ezekiel,
Ezekiel
43, verse 12, he says like this.
Ezekiel chapter 43,
verse
12. Lino lyeteeka ery'ennyumba ku ntikko ey'olusozi embibi yaayo yonna
tosomana munya
Ezekiel esula yana munya n'olunyiri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri
Ezekiel chapter 44 verse 12
kubanga baweerezanga mu maaso g'ebifaananyi byabwe ne bafuukanga enkonge ey'obutali butuukirivu ery'ennyumba ya Isirayiri Kyenvudde mbayimusizaako omukono gwange, bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda. Era balibaako obutali butuukirivu bwabwe.
Because they ministered unto them before their idols, and caused the house of Israel to fall into iniquity. Therefore I have lifted up my hand against them, saith the Lord God, and they shall bear their iniquity.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. There has been a great fall. Unto gifts and callings. Different ministers all over the world. And all the shame you see.
Asks
you, they do which are shameful. They cease to even get shamed. Now they are just ashaming. They shame the name of the Lord, the name of Jesus. If they do things of not, which are not of pastors, which are not of their gifts, neither their calling, and they have hindered many to getting saved. But if we teach these things, their shame and their corruption is to backfire back to them. Praise Jesus much. But God is good. That has come to handle these issues.
He's
come in this world to handle these issues. He gathers his own sheep. He
feeds them
very well in the flock where he wants. As it says in Ezekiel 44, verse 12.
Ezekiel chapter
34, verse 12.
Ngo musumba bwabuliriza ekisibo kye ku lunaku lwabeera mu ndiga ze esaasaanye. Bwentyo bwe ndibuliriza endiga zange era ndiwonya nti era ndiziwonya mu bifo byonna gye zaasaasaanira ku lunaku
As a shepherd seeks out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered on a cloudy and dark day. Yes. As a shepherd. Yes. Seeks out his flock. God is ready to move sea for us in the entire world. Because pastors had ceased to be
and
shepherds of the flock of God and they are shepherds of money.
Mayumba,
houses,
mamotoka,
cars,
nyonyi,
aeroplanes,
and the things
like that of the lust of the flesh.
Ezekiel 34,
verse 14.
Era ndizijja mu mawanga, ne nzikuŋŋaanya okuzijja mu nsi nnyingi, ne nzireeta mu nsi yaazo, era ndiziriisa ku nsozi za Isirayiri, ku lubalama olw'ensalosalo z'amazzi, ne mu bifo byonna ebibeerwamu eby'ensi.
And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land, and feed them upon the mountains of Israel, by the rivers, and in all the inhabited places of the country. Verse
14. Oyo, nti eyo, jezirigalamira, mchisibo echirunji. Nezirira omuddo omulu omujimu ku nsozi za Isirayiri.
I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their folds be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a rich pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. Yes. You know those mountains?
Speaks
of them in Isaiah 11 verse 9. And he said, there will no more hurt, neither destroy on any of my holy mountains. For the earth will be filled knowledge of God, as the waters cover the sea. Give them shepherds in these seasons, and
they
feed us knowledge and understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read verse 15.
Ezekiel esula yasatu munya nolinyiro 15.
Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 15.
Nze mwene ndizirisa endiga zange nezigalamisa bwayogera Mukama Katonda.
I will feed my flock and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God.
Olinyiro 16.
Verse 16.
Ndizinonya echo ekibuze. Nti ndinonya ekyo ekibuze n'enkomyawo ekyo ekigobeddwa n'ensiba ekimenyese n'ezisaamu amaanyi ekyo ekinwadde nebya sava, nebya amanyi, ndibi zikiriza, ndibirisa, no musango.
I will seek those who were lost, and bring again those who were driven away. I will bind up those who were broken, and will strengthen those who were sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. Verse 17.
Namwe ekisibo kyange, bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti laba, nsala omusango ogw'ensolo n'ensolo, ogw'endiga ennume era n'embuzi ennume.
And as for you, O my flock, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will judge between sheep and sheep, between the rams and the male goats. Yes.
Wakati wendiga
n'endiga. In the midst of the sheep and the sheep. Yes.
Embuzi ne serubuzi.
The goats and the male goats. Yes.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus much. But if you read that Ezekiel, the whole of it, began at choosing those of the pastors. They ceased to shepherd the flock and they ate fats.
Gathering
riches of the world and the lust of this world to themselves and the things like that. But in summary, in Jeremiah chapter
3,
He promised us to give us shepherds to feed us with knowledge and understanding. According to Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15.
Era ndibawa abasumba ng'omutima gwange bwe guli nti abali baliisa.
And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Yes. A time has come. God to give us pastors and shepherds. Those who feed us pastor of the word of God. And they are filled of the spirit of wisdom. That's in the word. They feel the spirit of understanding. Connecting the word of God.
And
they feel the spirit of counsel of God. To know times and seasons.
The
pasture of the word that needed. And they feel the spirit of mind. Feed us the word in power. And we are given power. That's in the word. Which heals sickness. Which raises them. Which renews. That which fight wars. And they feed us the spirit of knowledge. And they have lights of knowledge. Pass through the word of God. Which reveal all. The secret things of God. Even the hidden things of Satan. Both of schemes. And they feed the spirit of fear of the Lord. To bring to hate evil. And to help many depart from evil. As we keep and maintain the commands of God. The laws. And his judgments. Statutes. And ordinances. And they are led by the Holy Spirit. Glorifying God the Father in our midst. Together with his word Jesus. And we no more glorify ourselves. We don't take the honors of God. God is glorified in the midst of his flock. So let's wait much. We shall get rightful counsel from God. How we shall handle on all these gifts. And the calling together with the works of this gift in the way we are prepared for every good work as the calling as the gift and the calling and the works those even in our calling. May God bless you. Let's wait what comes next. From the ministers coming. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Son of the living God. You give God a mighty hand clap. As you tell him, Lord.
I am
so ready. I am so ready. You teach me to profit. Me to all profit. For you promised me. Isaiah 48, verse 17.
You
are going to teach us to profit. And show us the way we have to go. And you lead us. Teach us concerning gifts, O Lord. If pen our calling. If pen our work. And the way we prepare ourselves. For every good work. Of gifts.
And
our full calling. As they are,
batume,
in the apostles,
wanabi,
the prophets,
wasumba,
the pastors, the evangelists,
mesa,
the teachers,
magero,
work of miracles,
unis,
those wonders, those speak tongues, the healers,
the
word of wisdom,
the spirit
of understanding, gifts of singing, as all the calling, as all the calling and the gifts, God the Father, God the Word, of our Lord Jesus,
even
the Holy Spirit, Lord. You teach us and you anoint us and you give provision worthy our calling for every good work in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Amen.